Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, GEICO has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner, and then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Folks, here I am in the Coach's Corner, Joyce Barry here. And I've just been thinking about what it's like being a coach. I've been a master coach for decades, and what that means is that I coach other coaches. And having many clients work with trainings and corporations, I find that the biggest issue that gets in the way, even when people really believe you, even get it's a great idea to take suggestions, it's about when they get around to it. Everyone is in overwhelm. Everyone is multitasking. Everyone is doing tons and tons of jobs. So the question I always leave people with is, if not now, when? And We just came out of a week or two of watching the Olympics, watching the superstars of our days with the gold medals. And folks, if you want to be a superstar, and first of all, the most important person to ever compete with is yourself. If you want to do better than last year, if you want this to be your best year ever, well, two things. Focus on the topic today with our senior vice president, global vice president of Symmetry Corp, as he talks about what if. And as you're listening to these things, and if you resonate with it, after each item, ask yourself the question, if not now, when? So before I even bring on Mr. Brandon Langer, I want to leave you with an original poem, so hopefully it'll resonate with you throughout the entire show. Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when? So, folks, if you like what you hear on today's show, if you resonate with what you hear on today's show, just keep asking yourself the question, if not now, when? So without further ado, I bring to you one of the world's best leaders, in my opinion. And how I can say that is I've worked with him over time. I know a lot of people who have been on his teams, and they all agree he's a great leader. He is a superstar in training. And that is Brandon Langer, the global vice president for Symmetry. He brings more than 15 years of executive management and network marketing experience to the company. He excelled both in the field as an independent business partner and on the corporate side, helping build Symmetry to extraordinary new levels of success. He joined the management team shortly after college. Prior to becoming a vice president with Symmetry, Brandon showcased his leadership ability by leading the number one region in U.S. sales for Symmetry in 2008. His unique skill for working with people allowed him to develop strong independent teams within the company. In 2005, his role increased as he was asked to oversee the entire U.S. Symmetry organization. Under his leadership, sales within the U.S. achieved record growth. Due to the continued success, he is now in charge of Symmetry Global. And folks, when you think about it, to be in charge of a global company, that really does say a lot. A distinguished speaker and motivator, Brandon is often requested to speak at independent business partner events across the U.S. and throughout the world. His passions are personal development for new leaders, monitoring and pinpointing industry trends, promoting success strategies, and team training. And as I say, I know firsthand that when you're in the field and something gets to Brandon, he will always look into it and he will always be there understanding your needs to work in your behalf. A privilege, a pleasure, a great company, a great leader. Here he is, Brandon Langer. Go ahead, Brandon.
Well, thank you so much, Joyce, and I just love what you're doing with Joyce Berry and Friends, and you provide such an awesome place for people to go to get something positive and something that can help them in their careers or personal life, and I just love what you're doing. So thank you for your hard work and dedication.
And a special thank you that given your schedule and your world travels, you always find time for us, and that really means a lot to us. We're always happy to have you on the show and the global, the corporate president and the corporate CEO and founder, Rudy Rivek, as well. Go ahead, Brandon.
Well, we just enjoy you, and we hope that we can provide a little bit of a benefit to your listeners. So, as we were talking earlier in the week, you kind of brainstorming the topic for today. I really enjoyed your suggestion of what if, and I like to take this back to before we get into what does really what if means. I like to take it back to when we were all kids and we were younger, and we didn't have the ability to think it wasn't possible. Nobody told us we couldn't do it yet. Nobody said that's a dumb idea. We thought anything was possible. We had huge dreams, but they were endless. We wanted to be astronauts. We wanted to be able to travel to the moon. We wanted to be doctors. We wanted to play professional sports. And there was no reason in our mind why we couldn't. But as we got older in life happened. We came across people who told us we couldn't do this, and the quote reality started sinking in, and we started working, and we started shrinking our dreams to match what our current incomes were. And before all that happened, I'd like to just go back to that time when anything was possible, and ask ourselves the question, what if we weren't worried about failure? What if we weren't told we couldn't do something and we ended up doing it? Start to get your mind back in that where we weren't really afraid of failure. We weren't really afraid of trying something. And there's three areas that I like to ask the what if question: personally, physically, and about your business or your current job or current career. I like to start physically. And physically, the really simple example. A lot of us have busy days, and a lot of us have, some of us have busier than others, but no matter who you are or what you're doing, you have something going on all the time. Even if it's just hanging out and relaxing and watching TV or reading a book or whatever, you still have your days filled. And ask yourself this question: what if physically I did something every day for myself physically? It doesn't have to be a lot. It could be a walk around the block. It could be a run on a track. It could be join a gym. Personally, for a recent gift, I made a bet. It was a funny story. I made a bet with my cousin, and I ended up winning the bet. Instead of giving me the amount of money that I won, which was not a huge amount, he gave me exercise tools, like this little thing that helps you do push-ups, something you hang on your wall and you can do pull-ups, and that's how he repaid me instead of paying me money. And I thought, well, shoot, if I've got this thing, I might as well check it out. So every day I just started doing a pull-up here or there, push-up here and there, because I had it and I wanted to use it. Sound like I bought it. And I started noticing a difference. It wasn't a lot. I mean, it was literally 30 seconds a day. And I just like to ask, have you asked yourself the question, what if I did something for 30 seconds a day, a minute a day, 30 minutes a day, an hour a day, what would my health be like? I think it's fair to say that if we did something positive physically, even if we walked around the block, we would be feeling better physically, mentally, emotionally, because we did this, this act. So ask yourself, what if I actually did that? And then ask yourself, what if I didn't? What if I didn't do anything physically for myself every day? We know what's going to happen because most people are in that boat today. You don't feel as good physically, you gain some weight, you lose some energy, you're just not moving around, so your body starts to, metabolism starts to slow down. We know it happens because look at what's happening in the world today, especially here in the U.S. So we know what's going to happen if we don't do it. But what's going to happen if we do? What if we decided to make that change today and we left from hearing the Joyce, Barry, and Friends radio show and we said, you know what, I'm just going to drop down right here and do 10 push-ups. And what if you did that every day? Would you be a little bit stronger? Yeah. Could you fit a little bit in that in your busy schedule to do that? Yeah, you probably could. What if? What's the next thing that you could now do because you've accomplished this feat of changing your current habit, getting out of your comfort zone? What if you did that for yourself? What would happen? I think I still want to talk about the other sections. I talked about personal, business, and physical. But I think the important thing is to go back to remember to our story about when we had nobody told us no yet. We didn't believe we could fail. But I also want to stick to the principles of success, which are little bits at a time, small steps to success. And when you ask yourself, what if? Well, what if? It's harder to ask yourself, what if I ran 2 miles every day? Well, yeah, okay, you're going to have a result, but that what if of getting to that 2 miles, if you're not even walking around the block, it's going to be tough. It's going to be discouraging. It's going to take a huge commitment. But what if you just did 10 push-ups a day? That's actually very hard to do. It's not physically hard. It's mentally hard to get yourself in a habit to just do 10 push-ups every day. I tried to do this thing they had called the squat challenge where you just did 30 squats a day or whatever it was. It kind of ramped its way up every day. And I failed. I failed at the squat challenge. I did not complete my 30 days. But I ended up doing about 20 out of the 30, and I was better off. So the whole point is it opened my mind to be able to see, okay, if I do a little bit at a time, I can reach a goal, become healthier, feel better, look better. But it, more importantly than that, it allows you to get a victory, and you now can move on to another area in your life, or you can increase your goal. So physically, ask yourself, what if you did something every day? What would be the result? And I know it would be a positive result. And I think everybody listening knows it would be a positive result. And again, ask yourself, what if you didn't? What if you didn't do it? What would be the result? Well, we know that. We can look all around today. We can even look at our own lives, and we know what the results are of not doing something physically. And then ask yourself a third question. What if you failed? What if you failed at doing 10 a day and you only did 5 a day, or you only did 10 every other day, or you only did 10 every 2 days? What would happen? You would still be better off than not asking yourself the question, what if I did something every day? You'd still be better off than if you did nothing. Let's move to the personal part, because I really believe physical is important. They teach it everywhere from the Bible to the best personal selling books. Everywhere you hear, you got to do something physically, and that around turns puts you in a better emotional state. But I really believe that you have to go beyond that, and you have to do something personally for your mind. You have to do something personally for your life. You have to take what you're learning in the simple steps of success, doing little, small baby steps, and asking yourself the what if question. You have to apply that to your life. And I can only do that, I can only speak about what I can control or what I can do in my life. I don't know your life. You know your life better. You know where you can get better at. But I know for me, it's easy to get really involved in work and get bury your head and almost become a workaholic. And sometimes society says that's okay, and you kind of believe in that. But for me, I ask myself, what if I spent a little bit more quality time with my wife and my kids? Could I change their future? Could I change the outcome of our family legacy? Could I raise a better son and a better daughter? Could I show them how to treat how a woman should be treated for my son and for my daughter? Should I show how she should expect her husband or her future husband to treat her? Could I change all of that by just having a little bit more time? What if I spent quality time with my family? Ask yourself that question. What if you spent some more time with your spouse? What if you spent a little quality time with your kid and you looked at them as not a task that you had to complete or somebody that's bothering you because you have to hit a deadline? But what if you actually were interested and spent some more time with them? And it's not hard to do. And again, you guys, everyone that's listening may say, yeah, no kidding, Brandon, we do that all the time. I'm only speaking from my experiences. What if I did that? You could change that to anything you want. What if you don't have kids or a husband or wife, and you said, what if I spent some more time, you know, recognizing my mom and my dad or whatever it would be, your brothers and sisters. Doesn't matter. But what if you could do that? And then ask yourself the same question. What if you don't? What if you don't? Well, we know the relationship won't get as strong as it could, and the foundation that you're building for your family won't be as strong. And then ask yourself the question, what if you fail? What if you fail at that? So what? You still did better than not thinking about it at all. So personally, what if you desired, what if you spent more quality time with the people that you love? Another question, personal. What if you desired to have something or to be something more? What if you're not completely happy with what you're doing right now and you know you're meant to do something else? What if you actually followed that desire? What if you started to read about it? What if you started to get off of your current location and your seat in your comfort zone, which means what you're comfortable doing, and what you know in your routine? What if you broke away from that just a little bit and you started to self-teach yourself about something that you wanted to do or a desire that you had? What if? Continue to ask yourself those questions. What if? What if? What would you do? And it leads me to the business side of it, where the simple question is, what if you had an extra $500 a month that came in every single month? What would you do with it? Would you pay your bills? Would you pay off your car? Would you buy a new car? Would you save it to travel? Would you invest it? The funny thing is, when I travel around the U.S., when I travel around the world, and we talk about earning some extra income, because part of what I do, when Joyce gave that amazing introduction for me, and I'm just a regular guy. I'm not anybody special. I'm just a regular guy who believes in what he's doing. And when I ask people and I go around and they can earn an opportunity with Symmetry to put some extra income in their pockets, and I ask them, what would you do with it? No matter where I am in the U.S. or the world, they say the same thing. They say that they would pay off some bills. They would pay off their home, buy a new car. They would use it to be able to spend some time with their family, vacations. It's always the same thing. And then when I ask people, do they know somebody right now who has room in their bank account for an extra $500, everybody raises their hand. Everyone's bank account has room for an extra $500. So if everyone knows what they would do with it, different things for everybody, but everybody knows they'll do something with that $500. They want to save it, invest it, travel, whatever. They all have room in their bank account, and you ask yourself the question, what if I had an extra $500, what do I do with it? And we know the answer. Well, the next logical step is, well, how do I do that? How do I earn myself an extra $500? And that's something that we'll be talking about a little bit later in the show, but ask yourself the question, what if I don't earn an extra $500? a month, or 1,000, or 5,000, or 10,000, whatever number it may be. Some people might be an extra 500, not a big deal. Some people might be the world. I had a lady who came up in one of the meetings, and she was so excited and so happy that she earned an extra $500. And I had to know, what did you do with your $500 that you're earning every single month? What has changed your life so much? And she said, well, Brandon, it's the first time that I've been able to fill the refrigerator with food to feed my kids. And I just got chilled, and I said, wow, that's what she used her $500 a month for. And then I always ask myself the question, well, what if she didn't? Oh, my gosh, what if she didn't try? What if she didn't try to earn an extra $500 and the refrigerator couldn't be filled? That's terrible. They'd be hungry at night. But what if she tried and she failed and she only made $250? Would it still be worth it? Heck yeah, it'd be worth it. She earned an extra $250 and she put some more food in her refrigerator. And then if she did $250, maybe she could try again and she'd get the $500. So I'm asking you the same question. What would you do with the extra $500? What if you had that extra money coming in? What would you do? What would you do with it? And then how would you change what you're currently doing to start earning that? Would you put in a little bit of effort, a little bit more effort here, talk to a few people here, share a story here, share a product there, and starting to earn some extra income? So I think, you know, the possibilities are endless. When you look at yourself physically, ask yourself, what if? What if I did something today and I was consistent about it? Ask yourself, what if you didn't? Ask yourself, what if you failed? You'll know the answers to the questions. If you know the answers to the questions, you can take a step in the right direction. Personally, what if you spent more time with the person that you love? What if you spent more quality time with them? What would happen? What would happen if you didn't? What if you failed at that? We'll know the answers, and we'll know the direction that we're going. And thirdly, with your finances, which I have labeled under business, could be part-time, could be full-time. But what if you had some extra money coming in? Would it make the month a little bit easier to get through? Would it make the bills not so hard to swallow when they came in? Now, what if you didn't? Would you just continue to go down the same track over and over and have more month left over than you did money at the end of it? And then what if you tried and you failed? What would happen? You'd still be in a better off direction than you currently are. So take all of those together, personally, physically, and financially, and think about that question, what if? What if I did? What if I didn't? And ultimately boil it down to what Joyce was talking about, if not now, when? We just heard the poem. It's one of my favorite ones that I've heard on the Joyce Berry and Friends radio show. And the whole point about, you can think about what if, you can think about the results, but if you don't jump into action now, you're going to continue to stay in your comfort zone. So if not now, when? Why is now not better than any other day? Why is tomorrow better than today? Why is a week from now better than today? We're always going to have something going on. We're always going to have some type of issue, some type of schedule restraint. Something's always going to be hard. So if not now, when? Why not now? And so, Joyce, I hope that what we talked about earlier was able to be delivered here today on your radio show.
Well, I would say if I was scoring a test and the highest you could get is 100%, I would have scored you at 101. As always, you knocked it out of the ballpark. As always, it was a grand slam. It was so perfect because you covered the bases so well. I was thinking we could have called the show the 3 P's, personally, professionally, and physically. And, of course, the financial aspect could go into either the personal or the professional part. But I also want to add a 4th P, and that is prayerfully. Our shows are non-religious, but we did have a great show yesterday, Do You Know the Bible? And it was really exciting with Pastor Timothy Henderson asking. I had hundreds of trivia questions, and we had Coach Blaine Williams join in. And these are two Bible enthusiasts, and it was just so extraordinary. So I just wanted to throw that in also, because sometimes you need a little help via a mentor, via a coach, via the universe, or via whoever it is that you believe in and pray to. So I just wanted to add that piece because the show was wonderful and so much fun yesterday. And the lesson from that show is whatever it is you're studying, what it could be history, geography, healthy products, whatever, when you can bring the element of fun into it, it's just a great way to learn things and remember things. So let me go for a moment to why you should be listening to the show every day with our friend Beverly Nadler, and then we'll come right back to Brandon and find what if this company that he has such a high position with, what if this company is for you? What if Brandon is able to provide a means for you to earn that extra $200? 500 or to know the sky's the limit. So first, thank you all for listening today, and here's why you should be listening every day.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
So, folks, as I said, it's an exciting show today because not only can we share with you products that are so healthy, so good for you, products I cannot be without, literally, some of which I use every day, but I want to start with that it is National Heart Month. And those of you, there may be those of you that actually are surprised to know that heart disease is the number one killer in the U.S. Most people would guess cancer. It's actually heart. And we have this extraordinary product, Cardio 5000. We have to share that with you in National Heart Month, of course, because we don't just share what's going on, but the resources to deal with it. Brandon, why don't you talk a bit about Cardio 5000?
Well, it's one of our top selling products. We have over 30 to 40 products, and when you get into the top three, it means that there is a demand for this product. And we never intended to actually make this a key number one product. It just naturally went there. So that kind of shows the trends of where the consumer is looking. And you know, mentioning that it's National Heart Month. What a great, I love the way you tie in the relevancy of what's going on today with what's actually happening for the consumer. And when you look at the Cardio 5000, what it does is, by the name of the product, it's focused on heart health. But the key component of what the Cardio 5000 does is it helps your body produce nitric oxide. And as we get older in time, our body produces less and less nitric oxide, and that's not good news for our heart. There's been a lot of study and research done about L-arginine, which is which is very essential for your body in the production of nitric oxide. And what it does is it helps keep your arteries pliable. This is one of the really just to kind of do a quick overage, you know, the 30,000 foot view of what this does for your body. is that when your arteries are pliable, meaning they're flexible and they move, that is exactly how you want them to be. As you get older, your arteries are getting older, they can stiffen. And when they try to move, when you're pumping blood through the body and you're moving everything through your arteries, they need to expand. And if they're stiff, they can crack, kind of have like a little fissure. And the body's natural reaction to that crack to fix it is to put cholesterol over it to protect it. Well, the cholesterol blocks a little bit of the artery, and if you have another crack, the body will put more cholesterol. And that's how the science originally started saying, oh, cholesterol is bad for you, because people were dying of heart attacks because their arteries were filled with cholesterol. And it was causing blockages, and the blood couldn't get through. That's just the body's natural band-aid to the fissure or the crack in your artery. So now science is saying, looking back at it, saying that we can keep the arteries pliable and keep them moving, you won't have cracks, which means the body won't send cholesterol, and you'll be able to keep blood flow moving through your body. And so all that being said, the L-arginine, which creates nitric oxide, helps keep your body and keeps those arteries flexible and keeps them pliable, so that they can keep moving the blood through the body. And Cardio 5000 aids that. You take a scoop out of this can, you put it in the morning. It not only has the L-arginine that your body needs, it also has 5000 IUs of vitamin D, which is, there's a ton of information behind that. Just an overall great product. I use it every day. For people who are athletic or active, if you take this before you go to work out, to run, to walk, you'll notice that you'll have better stamina, better endurance, overall great product. And you'll notice that you'll sleep better at night when you start to use it. So, again, Cardio 5000 keeps your heart healthy by keeping those by taking the L-arginine, which in turn helps your body create the nitric oxide that it needs.
Folks, you can find out about this product and all the other products on the website, simplymagicwow.com. Simplymagicwow.com. You can check out all the products on the website. And those of you that heard about this show today through any of the people in the Symmetry family, just go back to them and they will give you their website. SimplyMagicWow.com for our friends and listeners around the world. Okay, now I have to share my personal favorite product, but I didn't want to be remiss when here we are in Heart Month and not mentioning Cardio 5000. And by the way, folks, we're doing an entire show on heart health tomorrow with our health guru, Beverly Nadler, and we will also refer you to the website so you can get Cardio 5000. What better aid for heart health than this product? Okay, without further ado, a product that I cannot be without, and I say that literally. It is my personal favorite product, and that is Botanico. Listen to why that's true.
In the house where I grew up, we had a different liquid cleaning product for everything. One to wash floors, another to clean the oven. One to clean mirrors, another for dirty dishes. One for the dishwasher, one to do laundry, another to wash my hands. One for the countertops, another to clean the table. One for spots on the rug, another one for furniture. We also had clean-up liquids for the baby and products to clean up pets and another to clean up after pets. All these products were toxic, had harmful chemicals, and fine print on the label that said, contact your local poison control center if accidentally ingested. You'll never find that statement on an amazing all-natural product named Botanic Gold. Botanic Gold is very healthy, very safe, and the only product that replaces all those toxic ones you have that are so harmful to you and your family. Throw those out and buy Botanic Gold, the new gold standard in household cleaning. Order your bottle of Botanic Gold right now at simplymagicwow.com. That's simplymagicwow.com.
And folks, when I visit friends or something and we're hanging out in the kitchen or they're preparing dinner and they open up a closet to get something, like a sponge to wash the dishes or whatever, and I take a peek in and I see 20 different products. As I just mentioned to you, all the products I grew up with, there's 20 bottles in there, 20 cans in there. You open any one of them and it just smells so bad it could knock you out. And I say to them, imagine if you could get rid of all of that, every single one in that cabinet, in that closet, and buy one product, and that product is Botanicol. I really invite you to take me up on the challenge of that product, because I couldn't believe it. I didn't make up that recording till I know as fact that it worked. I use it in the laundry room. That I worked, I use it when I wash the dishes in the dishwasher. That it worked when I clean the floor. That I have a little bottle in both sinks in both bathrooms in the house and wash my hands with it. It literally does all that. And I'm a very creative person. I'm a very imaginative person. And I can't for the life of me imagine why anyone hearing about this product and what it does would have 20 toxic chemical-laden products in a cabinet when they can have just one. Branson, do you know how frustrating this is for me when I know as fact how great it is?
Yes, I do understand the frustration because I come at it with a family with young kids, 5 and 3 years old, and we see them get into all kinds of stuff, and we want to keep them healthy, and we give them baths, and they're so small, and their immune systems are just building, and I don't want to put chemicals on them. I don't want them to eat something that's not meant for them that they spray in their mouth, or I don't want to wash their dishes with chemicals or wash their clothes with chemicals. I want them to be as much chemical-free as possible. And the Botanic Gold just makes so much sense. We use it for everything, just like you. Everything you said, we use it for. And it's just magnified for me because I have small kids. And, you know, I want them to get the best start that they can. So I 100% agree with you, and I highly endorse the fact that let's get rid of the chemicals in our house. It keeps ourselves physically healthier, and it helps us financially because we're not buying a bottle of something that for every little item that we need to clean. So I absolutely understand where you come from, and I use Botanicol for absolutely everything.
And I do as well, even with the kids. Folks, you know what? If you have any doubts about what I'm saying, go to your cabinet and check every one of those products that you have and see on the back if it doesn't say contact your nearest poison control center if accidentally ingested. Well, if your pets accidentally ingest Botanicol, they're ingesting a vegetable oil that nothing will happen. Nothing will go wrong. So you don't even have to baby-proof and child-proof your cabinets. If you keep this product and get rid of all the others, it will indeed save you all that money because all those products, you're buying each one separately, takes up a whole cabinet of space, maybe two, and they're horrible, horrible products. Let me just see someone calling in here. 774-417. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hello? You're in the host queue, sir or madam. Okay, sometimes people want to talk, and then when I call on them, it's a call-in show, they get shy. Okay, so proceeding from this point on, then my next favorite product, I never tasted anything I enjoy so much, is this product called Genesis. Oh, my goodness. It just tastes so good. It's indescribable. Brandon, what would you like to say about Genesis?
Well, Genesis is an amazing product because what it does is it works at the cellular level and it protects your body. That's what we're looking for. We're looking for protection as we go out in the world and we run into things that are not good for our body, such as processed food, anything that's maybe unorganic, just the chemicals we breathe in and so on. So even when you exercise, you breathe in free radicals, when you're exercising, so you're doing something good, but something harmful to come into your body, well, Genesis protects you. Protects you from all of that. And it's a 32-ounce, I like to call it beverage. I don't consider it a juice because it does have juice properties, but it's so much more than that. I'll preface all of this by saying that it's something that is awesome for you, and it actually tastes really good. And I know it tastes good because, again, I go back to my kids drink it, and they're picky. I think all kids are picky, or most of them. And if kids will drink it, then we know we're onto something because adults can drink it. And that's the taste test, and it passes. So don't worry about that. It's a great-tasting product. But what it does is, you know, without getting too scientific on it, it actually goes down to the cellular level. You drink it, gets into your body, goes down to the cellular level, and cleans out that cell. Just picture it like a, you know, a vent in your house, a heating duct, or your car, so, you know, engine. You have to clean
like a vacuum cleaner.
There you go, like a vacuum cleaner. Thank you. So you have to keep that. If that bag gets filled with dirt that you're sucking up, it can't work anymore. And that's the same way the cell works. It cleans it out. And when your cells duplicate, it's either going to duplicate a cell that looks like a vacuum cleaner bag that's filled with junk, or it's going to duplicate a clean one. And that's what Genesis does. It cleans up your cells so that you have healthy duplication of cells. And the way it does it is it just works through all the properties that are behind red wine and the benefits of red wine. And it also gives you the entire benefits from lactic acid or polyphenols. So what that means is that it's going to give you 24 to 48 hour of protection. And this is why I say it's not just like fruit. So if you just eat a fruit or juice that you get from the grocery store, you will be protected from free radicals. Every time a free radical comes, an antioxidant will come and it will take it out. But what Genesis does is that antioxidant not only takes out the free radical, but it stays in your body and it continues to take out free radicals. It's not a one-for-one type of deal. It continues to stay and take out all these free radicals for 24 to 48 hours, continuing to protect your body and working at the cellular level. It tastes great. It's protection. It keeps your cells cleaned and ready to duplicate healthy cells. Awesome, awesome product. I use it every day, my wife and kids. This is the number one selling product in the industry.
And I use it every day, too. Those are the products I am never, ever without. So I'm excited about sharing it with you all today. I'll get even more excited if you want to contact me and talk to me about it. I'm happy to give you a free consult simply by sending an email to coachjoyce@aol.com. Put in the radio show in the subject line because I give everything with the radio show my priority attention. And we can talk about the products. I can answer your questions. And in just a couple of moments, I'm going to tell you that there is a business opportunity as well just for sharing these products, which you certainly want to do once you take them. Folks, my website is joycebarry.com, my official website, B-A-R-R-I-E, joycebarry.com. You'll see I'm a trainer. I'm a coach with countless testimonials. And just let me share a few of them with you now.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you can handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me? Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email CoachJoyce@AOL.com. That's CoachJoyce@AOL.com.
And folks, remember what we started with today. If not now, when? And that would be a free consult to see if you resonate with the business opportunity that we're going to tell you about, if you resonate with leading having a healthy lifestyle, if you resonate with the what ifs in life and you're ready to take that next step and get out of that comfort zone. So, folks, we do have an incredible opportunity connected to this company. And when I think about all the movies I've seen that I tell people you have to see this movie, or the restaurants I've been to over the years and say you have to go to this restaurant, you have to read this book, and nobody ever paid me to say that or do that. Well, folks, just for sharing what you love about this company, there is a lifestyle program that is so extraordinary that will really make it worth your while. And yes, you can get that 200, that 500, that sky's the limit check as well. But before we get into what it is, I just want you to hear how I choose a home business.
The home biz I choose will have to be a company whose products are so healthy. The company I call my own has an upline and leaders with a positive tone. The comp plan is generous, the products all great. It's time to join in, no reason to wait. We'll be smitten as we're sitting in a business that we are all winning. A company who does care, the business I must share with you.
Contact Joyce Barry, the home business coach, and you could start earning extra income today. Email CoachJoyce@AOL.com. That's CoachJoyce@AOL.com for a part-time, full-time, anytime opportunity. If you want to improve your finances, get out of debt, save money, and make money now. CoachJoyce@AOL.com.
And folks, I wrote the words to that song from my heart, not from my head, but from my heart, as I do in all my writings. And the singer was Kirk Fitzpatrick. I love his voice. He has the opening number, the closing number on the show, and all the fun stuff that we recorded as well. As my dad would tell you, I couldn't carry a note if it was in a suitcase. So having said that, let's have Brandon share about the lifestyle program that Symmetry offers, and I've never heard of anything as generous as it and as easy to get to each step of the way as this company offers. Go ahead, Brandon.
Thanks, Joyce. I think, you know, it starts to go full circle about what we talked about earlier in the show, where we said, hey, look, success is attained by simple steps. It's not these huge quantum leaps or, you know, something that is just mind-blowing or breaking. It's just consistently doing something a little bit different and working towards your goal, and you can be successful. And that's how we feel with Symmetry. We feel like that we can provide a lifestyle for you that is an enhancement to what you're currently doing, and basically move you in that direction that you desire, not that we desire, that you desire. You may feel like we talked about earlier, extra $500 a month. Or someone on the radio show might say, well, that's nothing, I need an extra $5,000. And someone says, I just need an extra $10,000. I don't know. It's what you desire that you're willing to work for. And the program is built that every time you share a product or share the opportunity, just telling somebody about something exciting like, this great product that it's Heart Month, and, you know, I heard this, and you should totally try it. The products are all 100% guaranteed. money back if you don't use it. You can even send the empty bottles back to Symmetry, and they'll give you a 100% refund. That's how confident Symmetry is in the product and how they work. You can simply share that, like you saw a good movie, you told somebody about it, and they went to a movie, and they saw it, but the movie theater didn't give you anything for that. They didn't give you free popcorn, they didn't give you free movie tickets, they simply just let the person watch the movie and enjoy it. But Symmetry, we believe that sharing is just a way that you go through life, because if you're excited about it, you'll share it, and Symmetry will reward you for that. You will get everything from weekly checks, monthly checks, Symmetry luggage to help you travel, going on a cruise to the Bahamas in a couple months. We're going to go to a 5-star resort in Hawaii, all expense paid, plus spending and travel money. There's lots of fun things that we do, all based around increasing your lifestyle. And I remember increasing your lifestyle just determines on what you actually want and what you feel like is necessary that you would want to increase with. So I think that the lifestyle program does two things very well. One, it's going to provide you with the lifestyle enhancement that you want, you desire, based on what you need in your life. And two, it does that through incremental steps. It doesn't take $100,000 of products that you shared with somebody so that you can earn luggage. No, it's very small baby steps along the way. So you achieve a level, and then you can go to the next one and achieve the next level. And if you want to stop there, great. If you want to continue, awesome. We have people who are retired with Symmetry who make six figures a year. We've got people who make six figures a month. The choice is really up to you on how you want to utilize the lifestyle program. The whole point of it, though, is this. Is look, you have an option. We ask the question, what if you could earn an extra $500? What would you do with it? We all instantly thought what we could do with it. Now, take that question and take it a step further and say, okay, what would I do? Would I be willing to share products that are 100% guaranteed? Would I be willing to share people that they can make an extra $500 a month? If you're willing to do that, then you're now you have an opportunity that has no overhead. You don't have to rent. You don't have to have employees. You don't have to have a building. You don't have to have insurance. You don't have to have stock, inventory, supply chain, advertising, none of that. Everything is taken care of from the company. You can join from the link that Joyce had given earlier. You can join from the person who sent you to the show, if you were referred to the show. And you can simply have the product. You can start using consumable. It's not like it's a franchise fee where you don't get anything for it. You get products. You get to use them. You get to try some. You can sample some. You have a business on your way. And ultimately, you can move through the lifestyle program, enhancing your lifestyle and earning income simply by sharing.
Absolutely. And those of you that I'm especially talking to are people that share things naturally anyway, like your favorite books, movies, TV shows, all of that. You enjoy sharing it with others because it's fun to talk about something you've seen and see how they feel about it. Well, with this company, I'm sharing about that which I love, and I really believe people should be using it. When I get something out of a supermarket and I see in the carts all these toxic products, and they're so happy because it's on sale or they have a coupon for it, but you're poisoning your home, you're poisoning your kids. Making it so much easier. You don't have to wait on a line in a supermarket. You can go to simplymagicwow.com, simplymagicwow.com, or the website of the friend that invited you to listen to this program. Folks, my concern about you all is you might have got the part about if not now, when. You might have gotten it, but did you answer that question? Are you saying, well, I can do it is probably next week or probably next month? So I do know when, but it's not going to be now. Are you in the procrastinators club? Well, if any of that rings a bell to you, then listen up to what I wrote for you called Someday. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry.
I went to my calendar and took a look, I discovered that Sunday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for Sunday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it, it would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you women, I ask you men, I ask myself, if not right now, when?
Folks, I'm proud to say that that poem is being published in our community newsletter coming out February 1st. But I'm even prouder to say that on February 21 in our archives, Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and friends.com, we had a guest that literally is a Nobel Peace Prize nominee for the second time, Leonard Paul Kane. Leonard Paul Kane, K-A-I-N-E, in our archives. He's a nominee, as I said, for the upcoming Nobel Peace Prize. He was nominated prior to that as well. And he asked me to send him that poem immediately so at all his speaking engagements he can share it. So really take heed of those words because someday doesn't exist. And when you find that out to be true, you'll get on it now, and if not now, when? Folks, thanks for listening today. Be sure to listen tomorrow about heart health. I want to thank you, Brandon Langer, and I'll give you the last word. What would you like to say?
Well, thanks to everybody that tuned in. And so thank you for what you do. And if I could just leave by saying, you know, take some action. Little baby steps are the easiest way to success. That's the only way that I know that it works. And if not now, when? Get out of your comfort zone. It's the one. It's the place that will hold you down the most. So little baby steps to break out of that, and we'll see great results in our own life. So thanks, Joyce.
Thank you so much, Brandon. Folks, share this radio show, Joyce Barry and Friends.com. It's designed to make a major positive impact in your life and the people whose lives you touch. Go out and celebrate that you're going to change to healthy products, that you're going to get involved with a healthy business opportunity. Celebrate your friends, your opportunity, your resources. We love you. We appreciate you. Here is our celebration song.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun. She's
wow.
a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.
Napa Know How.
A Napa guy knows more isn't always better, unless we're talking about full-size vans. These beasts do more than get you from A to B. They have so much space a man can live in it. With shag carpeting, waterbed, and a sweet lava lamp, these mobile abodes have all the comforts of home. With quality parts and plenty of Napa know-how, you can keep the original tiny house running longer, stronger. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.